are here by faith. You know you're sitting in faith this morning, believing in faith, sitting in faith this morning and believing that God would do something, and we believe that God's going to do something great. As long as we have our heart to the Lord and we're obedient to His command, right? Yeah. How many are obedient to the Holy Ghost and obedient to the things of God? Well, what you're sitting in right now, the church or ministry that you're sitting in right now, is just the result of obedience to the Holy Ghost. And you got to learn to flow with the things of God. You got to learn to flow with the things of the Holy Ghost. Well, there are certain things you got to learn to adjust to. Now, I took a personality test. I was on the internet, and I decided to take a personality test. And they said there are several people that can do different things. There are some that have to stay rigid, and they're calculated, and they're in a time frame, they're in a time schedule all the time. You know, everything's got to be completely planned out. And then there are those that just go with the flow. Well, which personality is right? How many believe you got to have a plan to know where you're going? But how many know that there are certain things that you can't control, right? And you got to be able to do what? To go with the flow. Well, listen, if you know the man that's controlling the flow, guess what? You're in line with God's plan. So when you're in line with Jesus Christ, he is the river that flows, correct? He is the river that flows, and he's going to cause things to work in line with his will. So you can go with the flow and trust that flow that you're going to be right in the center of the plan of God. Somebody say peace. Well, that's how we get peace. And you don't find yourself losing your head or losing your mind when you understand that Jesus, that God is in control. How many know that God is in control? So in times like this or in times, somebody say, my faith doesn't have to be shaken. And that's how we become not moved by what we see. That's how we get to the point to where we're not moved by how we feel. And that's how we also get to the point to where we're not moved by what we hear. How many of you are there? Why? It's because you're under the understanding of this, is that God controls the flow. Write that down. And this is going to give you peace in your life. It's going to cause you to walk stable when the enemy wants you to shake in your shoes. Amen. How many ever shook in your boots a little bit? You got a promise from God and it seems a little shaky sometimes. And you want to shake in your boots sometime. Well, you can get over that. You can get over that by realizing how big your God is and walking by faith. Amen. First of all, you need to realize if God said it, it's going to come to pass. Amen. And the easiest way to let that thing come to pass is to stay right in the center of the will of God. What are you able to control? Does anybody know what you're able to control? In cases or in circumstances or in situations, there's only one thing that you are able to control, and that is the only thing you can control is basically yourself. Control yourself as you're flowing in the river of God's grace and in God's anointing. Don't get out of the way of God. Don't get out of the things of God. Stay right smack in the middle of it. And you're going to end up where God wants you to end up. How many want to fulfill your destiny and fulfill your call? Well, listen. God spoke your destiny into existence. God spoke your call into existence, right? So don't you think God is in the middle of trying to get you to do what he wants you to do? Don't you think that God's on your side, that God wants your stuff to happen more than you want it to happen? So you just got to learn to cooperate with God. And the more that you surrender to God, surrender to the things of God, surrender to the Holy Ghost, the quicker you will be able to get where God wants you to get. Because there are certain things that God might be bringing in your way that you'll miss. That you'll miss. You got to realize that wherever the river of God is flowing, even though you might not understand the territory, even though you might not understand the season, even though you might not understand the situation, it's getting you to where God wants you to be. And what you got to do is somebody say, grab a hold of it and deal with it. The Bible tells us to make the most of every opportunity. Well, the Bible says make the most of every opportunity. It means that every day God is going to flow you in some type of, he's going to put you in some type of situation. How many are glad that God is ultimately in control and that no evil will befall the righteous, that God's got it all planned out? And we're never going to give the devil credit to say, oh, the devil's got things messed up. So, I mean, no, God's got control of the rivers. That when you woke up this morning, you woke up in the plan of God. Amen. And then everybody that showed up this morning, isn't that nice when you really realize that God woke you up this morning and told Clint to come to church this morning, told this family on the second row to come to church, told you to get there, because he has got a plan. And there is something that he wants to do in order to get that plan accomplished. And we must be faithful to honor everything God gives. So we sit up here this morning. I look at the circumstance that you can try to work up something in yourself. Anybody ever wanted to ask a question about your life, your ministry, your job, your business, your family, your anything? God, what are you doing? What do you know what God says to you when you ask him, what are you doing? Say, don't worry about what I'm doing. What are you doing? I tell you what God is doing. God is being good. God is keeping his promise. God is keeping his covenant. Amen. And do you know what we need to do? Is go along with the flow of God's grace.
Amen.
And sit back, relax, find out what he's doing, and agree with it. Amen. You can do it peacefully. God will take care of his business. Well, we're here this morning. Many hearts gathered this morning. Many hungry people in the room this morning. Many people coming from different places in the kingdom of God, coming from different mindsets. Your scriptural knowledge is not the same. But you know, if God has his way, everybody will be ministered to this morning. And do you know that's what's important? It's for you to get ministered to. So open your Bibles and go to Psalm chapter 34. Are you ready to learn something this morning? How many of you are ready to learn? You got the mindset to learn. Well, we're going to break down a scripture for you. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Well, we're going to start from ground roots up. Amen. We're going to start from ground roots up, and you got to realize what church is all about. You got to learn what the Sunday morning worship experience or the Sunday morning service is all about. You got to realize that there's one thing you got to start with. Say, I will. Write that down in your notes. Just, I will. I want to. Say, I will. See, this is the first thing. This is why people don't really get a lot out of church service. They don't get enough out of the worship experience because they don't know how to come. The first thing, I will bless the Lord. Do you know that you can bless God? How many of you like to be blessed? Why do you bless people? Well, did you know you can bless the Lord? Did you know that you have the ability to bless God and to do something? One of them say, hey, God, you're doing a good job. Hey, man, you gave us a good week. You've held the earth together another day. You've been giving me breath every morning. Amen. So I want, instead of coming and giving you my gripes, instead of coming and giving you my complaints and my wish lists, amen, but I'm coming just to say, hey, I don't understand everything you got going, but I just want to say, bless you. You deserve to be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus. You deserve to be blessed. I'm going to do something good for God this morning. That's what Sunday's all about. Did you know that? Sunday morning's just all about celebrating God the Father. Say, I will bless the Lord. Do you know all over our nation, people, every morning you turn on the TV, every little comic show, it's a big thing right now to make fun of your God, to make fun of God, to make fun of Jesus Christ, to criticize, to turn atheist. There is no God. People want to get into that kind of stuff. But the believers need to get to the point and say, hey, look, I don't care what the world wants to do, but I will bless the Lord, amen, at all times. His praise shall continually be on my lips. See, we've allowed ourselves to get so conditioned, so religious, so conditioned, so religious, so put in a box. You got to realize that you got to get the mindset. How many of you want this godly, this Christian walk to work in your life? that we understood on Friday night. We talked, you got to pray in the Holy Ghost. That's an important part. That is an important part of seeing yourself established in the faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. But you also got to have Sunday morning worship experience. Amen. Not just go into 25700 I-45 North, but you got to come with the mindset, I will bless the Lord. Say worship and praise is important. And do you know you don't got to have a good band to have worship and praise? Do you know that's not important? It's nice and it helps, but you don't have to have it. But one of the things you got to have is you got to have a mindset, a desire, and a will to bless the Lord at all times and have his praise become continually on your lips. Well, y'all want to practice that real quick? Why don't you just raise your hands and close your eyes just for a moment and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Father. Glorify your name. Just put some praise on your lips. Just say nice things to him. Just say nice things right where you are. Just say nice things. You're a good God. You're a mighty God. You're a wonder worker. Amen. Thank you. You got my job together. Amen. You gave me a job. You paid the rent. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't know how I made this last year, but somehow it worked out. Lord, I feel that the pieces were going to fall apart, but somehow you've held all the pieces together and you've got it all under control. And I say, bless you, Jesus. As long as you're blessed, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. God, as long as you're blessed, I'll be blessed, but I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my lips. You know, that's the only thing God wants from you. Do you know that's only one thing? That's one thing. That's one of the things that God requires to you. Do you know there's a sacrifice of praise and that praise is an offering? Do you know you get in trouble for not giving God the offering of praise and worship and thank you? You know, you got to get up and get into the house of God, but then you got to open your mouth and just say, Lord, I bless you. Amen. I bless you. That's something that God requires from every individual, to praise God. Say, I will praise God with my whole heart, with all of my soul, all of my mind, and I will deliver my body unto God as an instrument of worship and praise. Amen. Isn't that nice? Well, we want to get to that point. It says, now listen, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Glory to God. Do you know that your mouth is filled with what's on the inside of your spirit? Do you know whatever you got on your in your inward person, do you know that you are a spirit? You know what the scripture is basically telling us? That praise starts on the inside of our spirit. That true praise starts from within the spirit. And it says, I will. Whenever you hear the word, I will, that's saying my spirit. Because it's out of the spirit that we get our will and motivation. Did you know that? It's our spirit that is really our decision that gives us, that makes decisions for us. You know, you don't trust any decision that didn't come outside of the spirit. So it's saying that my spirit desires to praise God. So the first thing is I got to get my spirit in check and allow my spirit to take over. The Bible says the spirit is ready, amen, but the flesh is weak. The spirit is always willing. Notice that it said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit is always willing. Say, somebody got up this morning ready to praise God. So you might be tired in your body. You might be tired in your mind. You might be tired. You might be thinking about the temperature. You might be thinking about all the things that are going around. But on the inside of you, there is a praise willing. There is a willing praise on the inside of you. And you can check on into it. Amen. Somebody said, I can't do what Pastor Ron can do on the keyboard. I might not can dance like this one. I might not be able to shout like that one. But I want you to know that on the inside of you, there is a praise. Way down on the inside of you, God put it there. Amen. You were created to give praise to Jesus. You were created to magnify the Lord. Did you know that's what you were made for? So he's already put it on the inside of you. Listen, you can have a computer. And when you get a computer, you program that computer. Well, God, you're just a computer, and God programmed you, and you got a praise chip on the inside of you, amen? And you don't have to, you know, you don't have to work it up in your head. You just got to get to your spirit, amen, and let your spirit have its way. That's why they said let the Holy Ghost have its way, or let the spirit have its way, because the spirit is willing and ready. How do you know when your spirit's ready? When you get you just get on the inside. You just get quiet for a bit. Then all of a sudden, when your spirit takes control, it starts to fill your mouth. Said the mouth speaks the what? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, correct? That means that whatever's in your heart, whatever's in your spirit the most is what's going to fill your mouth. It's going to fill your mouth. Well, the scripture's saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That means that on the inside, I'm always blessing God. Did you know that? That you got a spirit right now that was created in the image of God. And way down on the inside of your spirit right now, there's a praise service going on. There's a worship service going on. There's a worship service going on. And if you would get down on the inside, it says, those that know the Lord their God will be strong and do exploits. But it says that the Lord is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Uh-oh. What? So we just come to church to join the worship service that's already going on the inside of us. Those that worship the Lord will worship him in spirit and in truth. So it just gets to the point where we get on the inside and we join the song that's already going on. We just join the praise service that's already. God has always been praised. He's always been exalted. Amen. His worship service never starts, but it's time that we just shut down ourselves and get on to what's already going on. So the mouth speaks the abundance of the heart. And when we get in contact with the service that's going on already on the inside of us, then our mouth will start to declare his goodness. Praise God. It'll just happen naturally. Poke somebody and say it happens naturally. Say praise just happens. Did you know that? Praise just happens. You don't have to learn the words of the songs. You don't have to learn all that stuff. Guess what? It just happens. It just happens. How many of you noticed that when you got baptized in the Holy Ghost and you got in contact with the power of God, what happened? Words that you didn't know before just started to gush out of your mouth. What happens is you got in contact with the spiritual revelation, and then all of a sudden your mouth caught up to what was going on the inside of you. You got to realize that there is a spiritual dimension. Did you know that? There is a spiritual dimension, and it's real. And you got to also realize not only is there a spiritual dimension, but that kingdom of God is within you. That the spiritual kingdom of God is within you, and it's already going on. Now we're going to go on to the next step. We realize that I will bless the Lord says that worship and praise starts on the inside of us. Two, it says in verse 34, verse 2, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Notice that it says, I will, and then it says my, I and my. Anybody notice that? It starts off by saying, look, I will, and then it says my. I and my in the same deal. What does that mean? It means that you are spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. You are spirit, you have a soul, or you possess a soul, and you live in a body. And in this verse, we see that coming into existence. It's saying that thing that's already praising God, that thing that's already willing, amen, that thing that's doing the praise thing, that's doing the God thing at all times, that never ceases, that never stops, it gets in control. It says, I want to do this. It says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Well, do you know there comes a point to where your soul, you need to get your soul involved in worship. Somebody said, oh, you can't get emotional in worship. No, the Bible, out of the soul is where we get our emotions. Did you know that? When you feel great joy, you feel joy in your spirit, but your emotions and all of your senses, and the thing that you're able to enjoy things with, that's your emotions. That means that your emotions join in on what your spirit's already doing. Wow. Isn't that neat? So when it says that my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. It says that all of a sudden, our emotions get involved with, we allow our emotions to sync up to the worship that's already going on the inside of us. You just start to get glad about the praise that's already going on. You start to meditate. You settle down and you start to hear your spirit. And your spirit might be saying, God is a good God. God is a great God. Great is the Lord. He alone does wonders. Amen? You don't have to get emotional about it. Guess what? You just fill your mouth. You don't have to get emotional about it when you start up. You just start to speak out of your spirit. Our God is an awesome God. Big God. Amen? Good Jesus. Jesus is good. I love you, Father. I love you. Then all of a sudden, you just let that praise fill your mouth long enough. Sooner or later, your emotions and your soul is going to catch on. And it's going to join in. Do you know you can wash your soul with the Word of God and have it join in? But your soul is not going to be able to join in. Notice that it filled your mouth first. After it filled your mouth, then it got into your emotional realm. Then it got into your soul. Notice it said, I will bless the Lord. So it started on the inside. Then it went from the inside to your mouth. Then it came out of your mouth. Then all of a sudden, your soul got involved. Your soul was able to make its boast. Somebody said, that's when it really gets good. We can always pray. You don't have to wait for the Spirit of God to move. Amen. You don't have to wait for some emotion to hit you before you start to worship and praise God. Did you know that? You don't have to do that. You just get willing. Amen. Then all of a sudden the glory starts to fill the room, and then all of a sudden it will just catch on. It'll catch on in your emotional realm. That's when it gets. We were at a church service last night. Lord have mercy. I think we got out of that place at 1 o'clock in the morning. I mean, there were about, they said it was two. I don't think it was two. I believe about 6,000 people praising God. Amen. I would guess that would be the right number. And they just started to praise God. They started out with the praise that's already going on. They tuned into it. Before you know it, you just felt glad. You just got excited. And you didn't know why you were excited. Why? You just got emotional. It's all right to praise God with your emotions. Well, see, you don't want to limit your emotions. When your spirit's in control, guess what? And your spirits are in, and your as long as your emotions are in sync with what the Spirit is doing on the inside of you, those emotions are okay. See, they got the shouting. They got the shouting in the room. And they just started dancing and praising God and hollering, amen. And I used to do that years ago, and I still do it. So I started to dance, and I just started to shout a little bit too. But I noticed that when I stopped shouting, I was laughing. Wasn't nobody else laughing, but I was just laughing on the inside. Why? It's because I learned something that they might not have progressed to. They didn't know that, you know, when your spirit's in control, any emotion as you're in the spirit is a good emotion. Amen. You don't have to limit it to just the screaming and hollering and in ecstasy. You can worship God in your emotions. Did you know that? Somebody said you can have emotional worship and praise. And your soul is not involved in your praise until emotions are involved. Emotion is the element that the soul plays in your worship band. Did you know that? It's like a band. Like we got a band up here, and there are many instruments, and each instrument is significant to bring about the full sound. You notice that when I play by myself, it sounds like one thing, but when you add Jesse, it sounds like another one. Then when you get Crystal on the other end, it sounds like something else. Then the singers come in, and it all goes together. It's all fine, but the more you add, the better it gets. Well, the soul is not playing in worship until your emotions are involved. Well, go the whole way. Don't stop. Don't stop. Go all the way. Start in your spirit. Amen? But go on until your soul joins in. So we said worship starts in our spirit. Then we started to talk about how to bring our worship from our spirit over into our soulical realms. If you get this thing in your spirit, we could have church in here this morning. I don't care. It might produce 2 years later, 5 years later, but somebody will get it in their spirit. They'll understand, and they'll always be able to get their touch from God. Amen? So, it went from worshiping God in our spirit to worshiping God in our soul, and it says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That's corporate worship. Well, see, then it gets to the point to where you just got to that point. You've been worshiping God on the inside all by yourself. You know, you've been worshiping God all by yourself. Nobody knew that you were worshiping God. You know, you can worship God. The Bible says his praise shall continually be on my lips. Don't nobody have to know where you're at. I can go to your office, brother, and sit on the computer beside you. You don't have to know that I'm worshiping God, but I could be worshiping God on the inside. But then it gets to the point where you come to church. Somebody say, I'm just not going to keep it on the inside anymore. I decided to let it spill on over to the outside. Amen. Well, church is all about manifestation. Church is all about where you let it all hang out. Don't go to no church where you can't let it hang out. Amen. That's what it's all about. Amen. We're meant to let it spill over on somebody else. So we jump from the thing that's going on the inside of us to the outside. Then other people get involved. So other people start to get involved with your praise. They start to hear you spill out in your lips. They start to hear me praise God. And sooner or later, you jump start somebody else's heart. You jump somebody else's spirit. Somebody else joins on the inside. The Bible says the glory of God goes from heart to heart and breast to breast. You know the anointing of God to jump on somebody else? We all got the same spirit within us. And when we let it out, it goes. You can find somebody that's let down on Sunday morning. Somebody that's had a rough week all week long. They're dealing with stuff. You don't know what they're dealing with, but you just get in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Somebody will charge them up. You can sit by the right person and get uplifted. Amen. They can just get by you. You can lift somebody else up with your praise. See, that's what corporate praise is all about. He says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. It's not enough to praise God on the inside all by yourself. Amen. You got to let that evolve. So you got to grow up to the point to where you allow your emotions to get involved. You praise God to where you start to feel the sensation of it. And people try to tell you, oh, you shouldn't get emotion. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The Bible says to worship God with all your heart, with all your soul, all your mind. Amen. So emotional worship is absolutely necessary and absolutely essential. God gave you emotions. Amen. He gave them to you to praise him with and to exalt his name with. Glory to God. And every individual, I don't care whether you're Chinese. Somebody say, well, Chinese people don't do that. No, if they're human, they do it. I don't care if you're Mexican. Guess what? You can do it. Praising God with your emotions is a black thing. No, it's a human thing. Amen. You got the same emotions I do. You just decide to put yours out on the football field. And I decide to pour mine out at the feet of Jesus. How many of you want to get your emotions in sync? Well, many people are emotionally unstable for the simple fact is because they don't allow their emotions to go to God. Their emotions are out of sync. They've been robbing God of emotion. Did you know that? You know, you can steal from God. People say you steal from God. You notice that when we rob God financially, amen, we don't get the blessings that we deserve, that everything financially becomes distorted because we do that. Did you know that? Well, it's the same way in our emotions. You can emotionally rob God and wonder why you have no control of your emotions in any other area of your life. You know, somebody says something to you and you're ready to zap out. But God moves and you can't offer your emotions. Give your emotions to God. Let all your emotions to line up and get in sync with the will of God. How many of you, do you know depression, the spirit of depression leaves when you praise God? Why? It's because you've allowed your emotions to line up and get in sync with what God wants. He'll deliver you. Well, you get to that point, and then others will join in, and then something will happen. There's another step. We got the three steps. One, worship is already going on inside of you continually. And when you identify that worship is already happening on the inside of you and it never stops, it will flow over to your mouth. That's where we get the scripture says his praise will continually be on my lips. Then when you start to speak out those things in the open, when we start to talk about what's going on the inside of us, it brings the manifestation to the natural. Okay, then we start to talk about those things. We speak them into the natural. Then our emotional realm will get in sync. Do you know your soulical realm receives everything from the outside? Did you know that? Do you know that your soulical realm or your soul can receive nothing inwardly? It perceives nothing inwardly whatsoever. Do you know that your soulical realm cannot contact your spiritual realm just on the inside, even though your mind is on the inside? You know what I'm saying? But your mind can't receive anything, period, from the spiritual realm. Did you know that? The only way that it can perceive a God thing is from the natural realm. Did you know that? That's why it must be spoken first so it can join in. You can feel good on the inside. You know, your spirit can be worshiping God, but your soul will never be able to join in on that until it hears it. Did you know that? That's why we try to get people to confess. That's why confession is so important. Confession won't work. You know, well, my spirit, and I'm praying in tongues. You know, I'm just doing it on the inside. In my spirit, I'm okay. In my soul, I'm okay. But it won't work until you allow it to get to where your soul is. Your soul does not just get things firsthand from the spirit. It does not work that way. It must be spoken on the inside and heard. Are y'all learning anything about confession? You learning anything about confession? Listen, that means that you can get a spiritual transfer. You can have hands laid on you and a spiritual thing can happen. And they can pray for your situation, but your soul will not have anything happen to it until you allow it to work in your spirit to the point to where you start to confess it out of your mouth. And when you start to confess that thing out of your mouth, then your soul can pick it up. So we start to feed our solical realm. See, people think, you know, when people snap, anybody, there was another quiz online, and it said, are you about to snap? Are you about just to zap out? Well, this is the first thing the enemy does to you when he wants to control you. He takes away your words. Someone says, well, I just sit in the room of praise and just keep my mouth shut. That'll do enough. No, it won't do anything. Amen. That's not going to get you there. You won't get involved that way. It's got to come out of your mouth. Then your spirit can pick it up. So do you see the circle? Do you see the cycle of receiving from God, how to get it from one realm? Now, you can be spiritually okay in Nations Church because we'll just feed your spirit. Amen. But those seeds won't do anything for you until you take it to the next level. It goes from your spirit to your mouth. From out of your mouth on the outside, and then somebody said, once it's on the outside, I can grab a hold of it. And then I can put it in my mind. And then I can wash my mind with that. And then it will get into my soul. And when your spirit and your soul get in check with one another, when your spirit gets to the point to where it washes your mind with the word of God, oh my word. When your emotions and your spirit get in sync with one another. Isn't that neat? To where you're no longer picking up other people's stuff by what you hear. Everybody else in the office is depressed, and all of a sudden your emotions are going with everybody else's depression. Everybody else in the church is mad, so your emotions are picking up on everybody else's depression, and that's what you respond to. But when you start to control your own atmosphere by what's going on the inside of you, something, then they get in union, and then something supernatural will happen. There's one supernatural thing that will happen when you go to this next level of worship and praise. One is your emotions get involved, your spirit gets involved, the heart of God gets touched, angels join in. You know what happens? Then the glory falls down. Then your body will join in. Then the union between your soul and your spirit's union with the Word of God will cause things, natural things, to change. It will quicken your mortal body. And the anointing of the Holy Ghost will get a hold of your flesh. Do you know that it's possible for the anointing to get a hold of your flesh? Now, we can dance, and we should all just dance. Get out there and dance because we want to dance. But do you know there's a holy, sanctified, anointed dance? Do you know there's a sanctified shout? Do you know you can get to the point to where you have let, when you did it right, you started with your spirit and your mind and your emotions got involved with it. I have been to the point to where you just find yourself shouting and you don't even know why you're shouting. You find yourself running, you don't know why you're running. Amen. You find yourself having a fit and you don't know why you're having a fit. Why? Because you started this thing right and the body's getting in sync with it. The body obeys. Guess what? The body will go in sync with your emotions. Did you know that? You know that when you are feeling depressed, you start to get sick in your body. Your body follows what you're meditating in on your mind. But when your spirit gets control of your mind, guess what? Guess what? That means that your body starts to respond to the joy that's going on the inside of your spirit. That means that you don't have to be passed around. All of a sudden, you'd be worshiping and praising God, and you start to do things with your body you didn't know you could do. Amen? You start dancing ways that you never thought you could dance. You fall out under the power of God because your body then becomes yielded. Say that unity, that wholeness of spirit, soul, and body becomes unified in God, and supernatural starts to happen. That's church. That's when you get your deliverance. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Well, listen, when you praise God, he will deliver you. When you worship God the way that he wants you to worship him, guess what? Deliverance happens. And I want you to know this morning, God has come here to deliver you and to set you free. I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care how impossible your situation is. I don't care what the devil's trying to lie to you and tell you. If you just let God have his way, his perfect way, he will deliver you and set you free. Do you believe in that? They looked upon him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Do you know you can praise your way out of trouble? Do you know you can praise your way out of trouble? You can praise your way out of trouble. You can praise your way out of depression. You can praise your way out of sickness. You can praise your way out of poverty. You can praise your way out of disease. You can praise your way out of marital problems. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that feared him and delivered them. Notice that we said the angels joined in. The Bible says the angels encamped about them. When you get to the point, you start, angels love a good worship service. Angels love a good worship service. I didn't say a good band. I didn't say a good record label, amen. I said they love a good praise, amen. They love to get in sync with a good praise, glory to God. And you qualify. God's giving you a quality praise on the inside of you. And when you give that thing, when you let that praise have its perfect way in you, the angels of God will encamp about you. Because the angels know that where there's praise and where there's worship, God will soon be there. God will, he inhabits the praises of his people. The angels love to see God. They love to see Jesus. They love to see the Holy Ghost. And they love to see the anointing. They go fishing for him every morning. Glory to God. They try to find a human being worshiping God someplace. They said, I hear praise over there in the corner. God's about to show up. Let's get there. Amen. They're gathering around the worship that's already going on the inside. Why do you think when Paul and Silas were locked up in the prison, they start to pray and praise God all night long, and sooner or later the very foundation of the place was shaken and the prison doors were opened wide and they were delivered? Because all of heaven gathers around sanctified Holy Ghost worship and praise. Oh, taste and see, glory to God, that the Lord is good. Somebody say, taste and see. That the Lord is good. See, that's what's going on. See, I don't need to tell you that. Your spirit already is speaking that on the inside. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want. No want to those that fear him. Say, I already believe that. See, your mind might not be there yet. Your soul might not be there yet because it hasn't heard it yet. It has to hear from your spirit. But I want you to know, you already know that. Did you know that? How do you think that scripture comes and said you have an unction from the Holy Ghost, you need no man teach you? Why? Because your spirit already knows it. Your spirit already knows it. But your spirit's got to convince that mind. It says, for the man that fears the Lord... Fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Well, we just got to stand in that. We just got to stand in that. Those that seek the Lord, their God, will not want any good things. Well, guess what, church? I am not there yet. Anybody there yet? There are a lot of good things that I see that I don't have that I want. There are a lot of things that I see and the word says I should have. I don't got it yet. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added unto you. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want anything. Come ye, children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? He that keeps his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Now, we talked about peace. this morning. And we said that peace was comes as the result of realizing that God is controlling the rivers of your life. You can handle anything. When you realize that God is ultimately in control, you can he's always going to work it out. How fast does he work it out? As quickly as you're able to believe him. You got to realize that if I got to pull off a miracle with just with this right here, amen, God is able. He controls the rivers of our life. It'll be there. He has never forsaken us and never letting us down. You got to let God take you to the point of need sometimes. You got to let him get you to some deadlines before you realize that he's a God that doesn't fail. You got to let him get you to the wire sometimes so that you can realize that he's the God that never fails. You got to let him get you to the point. See, listen to Daniel had to believe that. See, Daniel had to believe that God was a God that never failed at the last minute, amen? I'm sure he was believing God when he was in the courts. I'm sure he was believing God when he was in a heathen nation, amen, where his people were not favored. I'm sure he was believing God when they lied on him, amen? I'm sure that he was believing God when people were talking about him and saying all kinds of things. Yeah, he was believing God. I'm sure he was believing God when they drug him out of his cell. He was believing God and saying, I'm not going to go any farther. I believe he was believing God when they opened the hand to the opened the door to the lion's den. He was believing God and said, I'm not going down there. Believing God the whole time. I'm sure he was believing God as he was falling from this level of earth down to the pit where the lions was. And maybe he didn't see a lion in the cave. He said, well, thank you, Jesus. I've been delivered. There ain't no lions down here. Then out of the shadow comes a lion. And I'm sure he was believing God even then. God knows. God knows. He could have rebuked them, opened his prison cell. Amen. But he had to go to prisons. But his faith did not disappoint him because God controlled the rivers of his life. God controlled the prison cell. It was the will of God for the prison cell. Amen. God controlled the hand on the lion's den. Did you know that? It's a river of life. But he was not harmed. His word will always be true. No matter what happens on the way there, you're going to get there. That's what I'm talking about. Don't matter what it looks like on the way, you'll get there. Doesn't matter how much money you got in your wallet right now, you'll get there. Amen. Doesn't matter how many people in the church this morning, we'll get there. He controls the river of life. And when you understand that God controls the river of life, you're going to be in peace. I don't care whether I'm in rapids. I don't care if the waters get rapidy, amen. I'm still going. He controls the wave of the rivers. It's a good ride. Go along. He's not going to let you down. Hold your faith together. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And that will bring you peace. Ooh, doesn't matter where you are right now. Doesn't matter what the circumstance is right now. Doesn't matter what the situation is. Does not matter. Doesn't matter how bad it looks. How many ever been in a bad place? He brought you out. He brought you out. He delivered you. You've been there before. Hallelujah. You're all right. You're still standing. You're looking good. You're looking better today than you looked last year. Hallelujah. God is faithful. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are upon their cry. The face of the Lord against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cries, and the Lord heareth and delivers them out of all their troubles. But what kind of cry does God hear? What kind of cry does God hear? Oh, help me, Jesus. No. Oh, who they going to tear me up, Lord? Help. Notice that this verse is in this same Psalm 134. The cry of the righteous is, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Means that the cry of the righteous man is worship and praise. God hears that. And when God can hear the thing that the Spirit speaks out of human lips, that becomes a righteous cry. Glory to God. Somebody say, the righteous cry is sanctified worship and praise that won't turn around, that won't depart. That's the righteous cry. God already knows what you need before you ask, so you don't have to cry about it. He knows how much you need. He knows what your situation is. He knows you might have cancer. He knows you might have a brain ailment. He knows where your marriage is. He knows where your financial state is, but he's just waiting for a righteous cry. The face of the Lord against them that does evil, to cut them off from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord that heareth and delivers them out of all their troubles. Do you know God wants to deliver you out of all your trouble? Can you get your faith to that point this morning? Can you get your faith to that level this morning? Isn't that scary to think? Somebody said, that's hard to believe. Raise your hand if you believe that's hard to believe. Yes, that God could deliver you out of all your trouble. First of all, do you know what your troubles are? Write them down and get them before your face. Write down your troubles this morning. Somebody said, well, you shouldn't have trouble. You shouldn't have troubles. Go on down as you're writing down your troubles. I'm going to tell you this, why you should have some. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. It's okay to be afflicted by some stuff, but the Lord will deliver you. I don't care what your affliction. You might have some stuff dealing, hitting you up. The devil trying to bite at your heels and trying to hold you back, trying to discourage you, trying to stop you. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord's, but God. Hallelujah. You can turn around and say, I'm righteous, so I can turn around and say, many afflictions. Hallelujah. Many afflictions, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Now, you wrote down some of those troubles. You wrote down some of those troubles this morning. I want you to look at them, and I want you to quote this scripture over those troubles. Put your hand on those troubles this morning. Put your hands on them. Say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen. But the Lord delivers them out of them all. Amen. And also read, the righteous cries. Say that. And we understand what the righteous cry is. Somebody's got to give God a righteous. When you're ready to give a righteous cry, that righteous cry will get a hold of these problems. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their trouble. And delivers them out of all their trouble. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken spirit, and save such that are of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Not one bone is broken. Not one bone is broken. Well, that was speaking of Jesus when he hung on the cross, that none of his bones would be broken. Well, you got a promise too. Not one of your bones are going to be broken. What does that mean? Not one, the devil's not going to be able to do anything to you to cause you not to stand upright. He's not going to do anything with you that's going to change the structure of your life. Bones represent structure. The basics. Amen. Which makes you look real. Your bones will not be affected. Psalm 34. Your bones will not be afflicted. You'll still be able to stand. Amen. That means, you know, you can get a cut on your arm. It'll heal. Amen. Those things will heal. But your bones will not be broken. He will not cause you to fall apart. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate righteousness shall be desolate. The Lord delivers the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Did y'all enjoy that this morning?
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.